What's up, beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of The Action Academy, the show that helps you get rich, happy, successful, and free with a capital F in your life and business. Before we begin rocking today, please think back to how you found this show. Somebody that you know, like, trust, and respect probably recommended it to you, word of mouth referral, because we do not do any ads or marketing on the show. So with that being said, the only way that we grow is by you doing the same. Paying it forward, returning the favor. So if you could please share this episode with one person that you think would get value from it, that is how we grow the show. That is how we grow our impact at scale. Thank you very much. Now, to the show. For those of you that are brand new to the show, we do 5 episodes per week, every single day. We do not miss. And my full-time job now is essentially running the back-end community of the Action Academy. This community is exclusively for high performers that have demonstrated some type of action through either buying real estate, buying a business, or starting a side hustle already to leave their corporate job and now are looking to mash the gas, go faster, and scale with bigger strategies. So if you're interested in that, go in the show description. We've got a link to apply and book an intro call. So my full-time job is now helping people accomplish their goals within the community, which then transfers to all of you at large at scale. So by this point, I believe I've done about 600 hours of coaching within the community and through this podcast, through all different asset classes. So real estate, multifamily, Airbnb, self-storage, mobile home parks, whatever have you, and buying businesses. So everyone has all these different goals under all these different categories. And from doing these calls over and over again, I have come to the conclusion that there are only 3 reasons why people fail to hit a goal. Only 3 reasons. That's it. And the inverse also applies. So if you guys take the framework that we discussed in today's podcast episode and flip it on its head and apply it to whatever problem you're running into, and you just look at it through the lens of which one of these 3 issues am I running into, or is it multiple, then you'll be able to really clearly define what area you need to focus on and what area you need to improve in order to take that most important next step towards your goal. This framework will apply across all real estate acquisition, all business acquisition, and just about every single goal that you set for yourself. So let's get to it. I call this framework the CVC framework. If you are not hitting or actively progressing quantifiably towards your goal, it means that 1, 2, or all 3 of the following statements are true and accurate. Statement number 1, you have not clarified the lead measure metrics required to hit the goal, aka you do not know which actions you need to take in order to hit the desired end outcome. Statement number 2, if you do know which actions you're supposed to take, you're not taking the proper volume of said actions every single day, every single week that's required to hit the goal. Statement number 3, if you do know which actions you're supposed to take, you are aware of the proper volume of these said actions. You have not done them for a long enough time period consistently to yield the result, the end result. So the CVC framework is C, clarity, V, volume, C, consistency. Let's break all 3 of these down. Let's begin with the first C, clarity. I can almost guarantee probably 85% chance that your end desired outcome is not clear. Your goal itself is not clear and formatted in the correct way. So therefore, there's no way you would know which actions you need to take consistently that are trackable to actually accomplish this end result. When you're setting a goal, whether it's a weight loss goal, a business acquisition goal, or a real estate goal, it needs to be formatted in a quantifiable metric with an end date attached. So you're going to say, I want to do this by when. Then afterwards, gun to your head, if you could only take 3 actions to yield this goal, only 3, don't do 5, don't do 10, don't do 20, focus on 3 actions each and every week that you can track on a scorecard weekly to yield this result, yield the goal, yield the end result. What 3 actions would you take? For example, Q4, I want to hit 1 million total social media followers. So I have 3 sections of my Q4 goals. I have A, B, C. A is ads, B is for my book release, and C is for content. So this is purely for content. So I want to hit 1 million followers. So I don't focus on the followers, I focus on the lead measure actions. So what it looks like for me is I'm going to produce in Q4 1,800 pieces of content, which is 600 pieces per month and 150 pieces of content per week. So Brian, what does that mean? Where is that going to be? Here, I know exactly where it's going to be and exactly what it's going to look like. Instagram, 4 per day. TikTok, 4 videos per day. Twitter, 7 tweets per day. YouTube Shorts, 5 per day. LinkedIn, 2 posts per day. Podcast, 1 podcast per day. Newsletter, 1 per week. But Brian, doesn't all that content take up your entire day? No. My goal is to be able to get all of this done in, at max, 1 hour per day. I think I can do it in 30 minutes a day because I'm clear. So first, seek clarity. Are you extraordinarily clear on your end goal? And are you extraordinarily clear on the three weekly actions that you need to take to yield that? Now we move on to V, volume. There's a story from Alex Hormozi that completely changed my life, and I've talked about it on the podcast before, but I'm going to share it again here. Alex's end desired outcome was he wanted to open a brand new gym and he wanted to have it full on the day of launch. So he goes to his mentor and he says, "Hey man, here's my end desired outcome. I'm very clear. What actions do I need to take to yield this end desired outcome?" And the mentor goes, "Oh, that's very easy. Flyers have worked really well for me in the past." So Alex goes, "Okay, cool. Flyers. This is verified. I'm going to go make flyers and post them everywhere." So Alex goes and he takes 300 flyers and he posts them all around his local community himself, and nothing. Crickets. No calls, no nothing. Nobody shows up at the gym. He goes to his mentor and goes, "Dude, what the hell? I asked you what to do." He said, "Post flyers." And I posted so many of them and nobody came. The mentor goes, "Huh, that's weird. Works for me. How many flyers did you post?" And Alex goes, "300. Mentor goes, "Dude, 300. Say, I don't even do a test sample size less than 500. Then I do 5,000 a day. So moral of the story, if you're crystal clear about the actions that you're supposed to take and the end desired outcome, then you really need to assess, is the volume of the action that you're taking each and every week sufficient? Most of the time, it probably isn't. Right now, my current social media following is about 400,000. So if you were to look at that and say, "Oh, okay, I want to be like Brian and I want to get my social media following up. I'm going to post a video a day." That's 5 to 7 per week. I'm making 150 pieces of content per week. I'm doing more than 10x, I'm doing like 20x what you're doing. So you see what I'm talking about? Same action, 20x the volume in a week. So how does that compound over a month, over a quarter, over a year? It's silly. It's crazy. And guys, here's another example of how volume is important, but also how you delegate the volume is equally as important. So for instance, one of my goals is to have 1,000 plus Action Academy members by the end of the year next year, end of year 2024. And basically to accomplish that, we're capping membership at 50 new members a month, but no more than 50 new members a month. So I know that between people that are unqualified, that we don't even extend offers to, which is a large chunk, probably 20 to 40% of the calls that come in are unqualified, we don't even extend membership. But then of the people that we do extend an invite to, the majority of them end up joining. So it ends up being about a 40% of the total call volume ends up converting into joining our community. So that means in order to have that goal met and to have 50 people joining per month, then that would be 120 applications qualified per month. Our normal intro call takes about 20 minutes on average. And the reason for this is because we're interviewing you as much as you're interviewing us. So we're trying to figure out what made you book the call. Where are you at today? What are your goals? What are you trying to go towards? What's your level of urgency? And then also, what type of person are you? Are you someone that's going to really fit in the culture and take action naturally? Are you a sophisticated investor already? That's kind of what we're looking for. So it takes about 20 minutes to figure that out. So if we were to do 20 minutes times 120 calls per month, that would be 2,400 minutes. And if you divide that by 60, that's 40 hours of intro calls per month. So now I can reverse engineer that and say, I don't have that time to be able to do that. That's literally an entire work week for me per month just doing intro calls. No way in heck. So I have to hire a team to be able to help me take that load. So you guys need to be aware of that when it comes to your real estate acquisition, your business acquisition. There may be a certain amount of cold calls that need to be made, mailers that need to be sent out, deals that need to be analyzed, LOIs that need to be sent out in order to hit your goal. And it may be bigger than you. You may need to hire a team. And so what I would recommend there is starting with virtual assistants. Now, we don't do that for the community calls, but for underwriting and stuff like that, you can most certainly do that. Which leads us to our third and final C, consistency. Example, Action Academy podcast. My goal was to hit 1 million downloads in year one. Great goal, Brian, but I didn't do that. And so now we're almost at 2 years. Coming up in October 1st, we're going to be 2-year anniversary of the Action Academy podcast, and we're a little over 500,000 downloads. So I don't even know if we'll be at 600,000 by the time we hit 2-year anniversary. So I technically did not hit the goal. And so I was very clear about the goal, the first C. I am doing the absolute maximum amount of volume that you could do for a podcast, which is daily, unless I did it over the weekend, and I just do not want to do that. So I do 5 episodes a week, which is more than probably 85 to 90% of shows. And it's difficult, very difficult to do. So I cannot increase the volume. I'm very clear about my goal. So that simply means that I have not done it for a long enough time period to yield the result, which is why I continue doing it. So as we venture together into Q4, we all have these goals, especially annual goals that we're trying to hit. We're trying to finish strong to constitute 2023 is a win, right? And so as we're looking at this, think about which lever do you need to pull? Sometimes it's all three of the levers, but hopefully it's only the first two because you have direct control over those. So first step, get clear about your goal and about your three actions. Second step, get clear about the amount of volume that you need to do of said action to hit the goal. Go crazy in Q4. That's what I'm about to do. I'm about to be working harder in Q4 than I believe I've ever worked in my entire life to get this book out. Some of my metrics for that are 1,000 active book affiliates, 100 super affiliates. I'm going to be guesting on 3 podcasts a week. There's a bunch of insaneness coming up for me to make sure that this book launch goes how I want it to go, how the content goes how I want it to go. And then YouTube ads, I'm beginning those for the community and for the podcast. I'm going to spend $10,000 a month on that. So $30,000 in Q4 going into ads, which is brand new. First time we've ever even considered advertising. So that's exciting. But at the end of the day, it's just massive amounts of action, which is what we preach on the podcast day in and day out. So guys, very cool week of podcast episodes coming up. We are doing the keynote speeches from the Costa Rica event. So for all the people that came, we asked them, hey guys, is it cool if we post the keynotes for free? We asked the keynote speakers if it's cool to post them for free to all of you guys to practice what we preach and say that information was never the answer, implementation was. So you're going to be getting some very cool keynote speeches this week on the Action Academy podcast. Sit tight, tune in, and if you enjoyed this podcast, once again, please share it with somebody that you know, like, and trust, and leave us a 5-star rating and a review. We need 5 more to cross the 400 mark, so it would be greatly appreciated. Please and thank you.